I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Children's birthdays, they mostly involve cake, balloons, and a huge pile of presents. But for some, those presents present a problem. They're just too much. And some parents are putting a stop to it. Earlier, I spoke with one such parent. She is Slate editor Emily Bazelon, and she has a different approach that she took with her son Eli. Emily, really? No more presents?
Well, not quite. The problem that we were dealing with was feeling sort of surrounded by plastic and by lots and lots of toys. And Eli's birthday is in January, so it comes right after the holiday season, and that made it sort of feel particularly unwelcome. Anyway, when Eli turned 3 and he was having his first birthday party, we decided that we would ask each family to bring a wrapped book and that we would exchange the books among the kids at the party. So Eli would come away with the present, and so would all the other kids.
And I guess at age 3, he really didn't know what he was missing.
No, he didn't mind at all. In fact, he didn't mind until quite recently. A couple of months before his 6th birthday party, he made it clear that, from his point of view, the book swap had run its course.
Okay, so you're confronted with your 6-year-old's rebellion. What did you do? What did you decide? Did you cave in?
We didn't cave in completely. We felt strongly enough about this that we decided to compromise. So we made Eli an offer. We suggested that we would invite all the kids in his kindergarten class, which was what he wanted to do and which is sort of the ethic at his school. But we would ask 5 kids to bring presents. He would even be able to choose which kids. And then we would still do our book swap. So all the other kids would bring books. We would supply books for the kids who were bringing presents, and there would be a book swap. But Eli would also come away with a few gifts.
And that mollified everyone?
It worked. He went for it. He thought, actually, that the pile of presents at his party was really big. In fact, he told me at one point that we must have canceled the book swap because there were so many boxes for him. And then he had a good time opening them. So in the sense of the parents feeling okay about what had happened and the child feeling pleased, it was a pretty good success.
So you posted your article on Slate.com last week, and I understand you've been getting lots of reader feedback on it. What do other parents think of your idea?
Well, I would say that the mail has definitely been running against me. A few parents said, hey, that's a great idea, and they described their own sort of issues with birthday parties and different solutions they'd come to. I think a lot of people put away many of the presents and then sort of take them out gradually throughout the year, which seemed like a good solution to me. And then there were a lot of people who were just horrified and thought that what my husband and I were doing was moralistic and really sort of out of sync with the whole notion of a birthday, which is that a birthday is all about the child and shouldn't have any constraints.
So did that surprise you?
I was not particularly surprised because I think that whenever you decide to make a different choice for your kids that is sort of out of line with mainstream values, you have some explaining to do. And it's amazing to me what a strong reaction it elicits. You know, I didn't really think that what we were doing was particularly noteworthy or such a big deal. But there was this very intense sense that we were deviating. And I think that whether, you know, you're deciding that your kid has to go to church rather than soccer practice or whatever choice you're imposing, if it's not the same choice that most other people are making, they are likely to take issue with it.
Opinion and analysis from Emily Bazelon. She writes on family issues for the online magazine Slate. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks very much.